Good to see you guys on this beautiful Saturday afternoon coming at you out of pure, beautiful Michigan. Let's go. We're talking DSCR loans. It's a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where real estate investors are getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. So what does that mean? That means you're not providing tax returns, pay stubs, bank statements, nothing like that, because the income piece of the mortgage approval is based on the rent on the property, not personal income. So that's the advantage. That's what's up. That's what we're doing. We do these lives a few times a week, and it's a privilege to help you accomplish your homeownership goals, hopes, and dreams. That's what I do. I'm a loan officer. I'm Adam Lesner. If you want to Google Mortgage by Adam, that's me. I'm that guy. You can go to the link in my bio and go to my YouTube as well. And my goal is to help you accomplish your goals. If I can do that, I can accomplish mine. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. I'm not selling a course. There is no course. I'm just a loan officer looking to help you accomplish your homeownership goals, hopes, and dreams. So that's what's up, guys. That's what we're doing. We do these lives a few times a week. Make sure you smash that plus button. Make sure you follow. And if you want to have a one-on-one, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. It's the single best way to connect with me. Josh, how's it going? Jose, how we doing? Timor, how's it going? Timothy, how are you? Raquel, how you doing this beautiful Saturday afternoon? Thanks for the follow. I appreciate you guys. We're talking DSCR loans. A DSCR loan is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where real estate investors are getting approved for a mortgage without providing tax returns, because the income piece of the mortgage approval is based on the rent on the property, not personal income. So if you've been told that you don't qualify, Jimmy, I appreciate you. What's up, buddy? If you have been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage on an investment property because of your tax returns or because of your unique income circumstances, then a DSCR loan is the single greatest solution that exists on planet Earth. That's what's up. That's what we're doing. Thanks for the likes today, K Dazzle. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. And we're also going to talk a little bit about bank statement loans today. A bank statement loan is for self-employed borrowers who are looking to get approved based on bank statements, not tax returns. If you're self-employed, you know that you take advantage of a lot of tax write-offs, and that is good to go. But it bites you in the ass when it's time to get a mortgage. So for that reason, we do a lot of bank statement loans. This is where you're getting approved based on 12 to 24 months bank statements. You can use personal or business account. So it just depends on the circumstances. But I guess my only point here is, if you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage, I'm the guy. My oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. That's what I do. So go to the link in my bio. At the bottom, you're going to see 6 ways to get approved for a mortgage without providing tax returns. That's what we do. Performance Inc. I was late on mortgage payments last year. I have 8 on-time payments, so I qualify for equity loan. It depends. If you're 550 plus score, we might have an option for you. Rates are going to be super high. Costs are going to be dog shit, and you're not going to like it. But it's a short-term fix for short-term circumstances. And once you have 12 months on-time payments, then you would look at refinancing back into a conventional loan. So it depends on how urgent it is to get that equity out. So the short answer is maybe. We might be able to help you out. We might be able to. Best thing that you can do if you want to have a one-on-one and talk with me directly, best thing that you can do is go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Damigia98, how we doing? Interest rates on DSCR loans. Yeah, good question. Rates vary anywhere from high 6s to high 9s, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. Those are the factors that are going to impact the pricing. D. Moreno, good question. What's the minimum down payment on a DSCR loan? Yep, I'm going to give you guys the bare bones minimum requirements right now. Minimum 620 credit score, minimum 20% down, can't be a first-time home buyer, and I'm going to say minimum loan amount. Let's just call it 100K, because anything under 100K, you're really limiting your options, and it's just not worth it. So that's what I'm telling you. If you want to do something under 100K, I'm happy to connect you with somebody that specializes in that. L220, how we doing? Minimum required down payment with a 768 score, baby. Let's go. 20% down. But if you're an experienced investor and you have good credit, you can do as low as 15% down. But I promise you, when you see the pricing at 15% down, there's a strong likelihood that you're just going to say, fuck it, I'll do 20% down. Now, 130K combined, 680 score, 760 for my girl. no loans, credit card, 16%. We live in Cali. Can we qualify? Sounds pretty good to me so far. Main thing that you want to do, I'm assuming you're asking about a primary residence. It sounds like you're asking about a primary residence. If that's the case, yes, that's fine. With 130K income, you're looking at, you need to keep your debt under $5,000 a month. So if we can do that, then good to go. How much do you have set aside for down payment? L220, good question. Do you average scores if there are two applicants or more? It's kind of a tricky answer. On a Fannie Mae loan, regular conventional loan, yes, we can average the scores with two applicants or more. So if borrower one has 550 score and borrower two has, 780 score, we're going to average it out at a 665 score as far as qualifying goes. So that's definitely a thing. That's definitely saved some deals for me in the past for sure. 20% down needed for full doc on an investment property, yes. On a primary residence, 3.5% down. You're also first-time home buyers. Yeah, okay, roger that. So Nala, how much you have set aside for down payment? You might be able to do it. You might be able to do it depending on how much you have set aside for down payment. If you have 3.5% down and you're trying to buy a $500,000 house or something like that, 500K, 3.5%, that's $17,500. I don't know. Let's go. Can you do that? Performance, thanks for the follow. Thoughts on usury. K2, can you explain to me what you mean by usury? We have about 15K now still saving up. Roger that. That sounds good, Nala. I think you're on the right path. I think you are getting there depending on how much, you're looking to get a pre-approved for. But it definitely sounds like you're on the path. I would say plan on maybe getting some seller concessions to help you with the closing costs so that you don't really have to focus too much on saving for closing costs and you can just focus on saving for the down payment. But Nala, I think the best thing that you can do, and anybody here, don't be shy. Go to the link in my bio, schedule a call, and then we can talk it out. That way we can get on the same page in terms of expectations, what you're looking to accomplish, and go from there. So that's the best thing that you can do. Mike on, thanks for the share. I appreciate you. Is that Jay? What's the current interest rates for DSCR loan for investment property? Good question. Hey, buddy. Rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. So those are the factors that are going to have an impact on the rate. Thanks for the question. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you tap that plus button. Make sure you follow. We do these lives quite a bit, and it's super fun. It's a privilege to be here with you, and I don't have any fluff. There's no sugarcoating. I get straight to the point now and always. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. Does this work on houses that are 60 to 90K? You can try Domitia. Try asimplefund.com. It's asimplefund.com. They do lower loan amounts for investment properties. Ryan, wholesale lender here specializing in 9QM. Let's go, Ryan. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out, brother. I got a bunch of 9QM lenders that I work with. And who you with? Who you with? Drop it in the freaking chat, bro. Thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. K-Dazzle, thank you. I appreciate all the likes. Appreciate the love. Guys, if you want to just tap the screen, it doesn't cost you anything to just tap the screen. Just tap it until we get to like 1,000 likes. It helps more people come in. We'll answer more questions, accomplish more goals, and make more dreams come true, baby. For real, that's what we do. Like literally, I know it sounds whatever, but that's literally what we do. We close loans as a result of these lives, like in a real way. We're accomplishing real life goals in the actual real world as a result of these lives and the questions that happen and the connections that happen. And if you want to have a one-on-one with me directly, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Love to work with you. Lending Pros out of OC, roger that. Thanks for hanging. QA for Life, thanks for the follow. Gen X, thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Skype, thanks for the follow, guys. If you want to have a one-on-one, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. But otherwise, we're going to talk DSCR loans for a little bit today. We're going to talk bank statement loans for a little bit. It would help me out. Do me a solid. Literally costs you nothing other than just tap your screen. Let's get to 1,000 likes real quick. It just helps with the rankings. Helps me get on more FYPs. And we'll bring more people in, answer more questions, and get her done. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. Julia Christie, how do you you get rid of prepayment penalties on a bank statement loan. You're not going to have a prepayment penalty on a bank statement loan because typically on a bank statement loan, we're going to do that's going to be for primary residence, so that you're not going to have a prepayment penalty on a primary residence. So Ryan said investment loans are business purpose and typically require prepayment penalty. I would push back a little bit on that, and I would say they're not required. It depends on the investor that's buying the deal. But I definitely write DSCR loans with no prepayment penalty if that's what they want. Or, I mean, like, it just depends on the state. It depends on the situation. Yep, exactly. Yeah, buddy, you got it. You got it. So if you're just joining us at DSC, oh, by the way, guys, thanks for getting us to 1,000 likes. That's pretty cool. We've been on here all of 5 minutes, and so that's pretty sweet. I appreciate you. If you're just joining us, we're talking DSCR loans. This is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where you're getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. With a DSCR loan, this is for investment properties only, so you're not providing tax returns, pay stubs, W-2s. So that means, so the name of the game is simplicity and speed, because less documentation, no tax returns, no pay stubs, no W-2s. That's the advantage. If you've been told that you don't qualify for an investment property loan because of your tax returns or because of your income situation over the last couple years, then a DSCR loan is probably the greatest solution that exists on planet Earth. Yeah, we do business all over the country, Ryan. I've been doing loans all over the country since 2008, baby. I've bought, sold, rented out properties all over the country since 2005. This is all I do. All over, baby. Let's go. Julia Christie, mine is investment property, bank statement loan with 6 months of prepayment penalty. Roger that. So, yeah, you can't really get rid of it. Once you've closed, you can't really get rid of a prepayment penalty. Just wait until you're out of the six-month period. That's all. Raheem, what if you have an FHA existing loan? So what's your question, Raheem? If you have an FHA existing loan, that's fine. Are you looking to refinance out of that? Are you looking to buy another property, or what's up? What are you looking to do? QA for life. Any suggestions? I want to sell my 500K home, buy 1 million in several income properties, and retire. I would say my suggestion is don't sell your home. So guys, I'm in my 9th property right now. My biggest regret, number one biggest regret, no questions asked, is selling any of my properties. So that's where I'm at. I would say number one, don't sell your property. If you're looking to get equity out of that property, either do a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan. Get the cash that you need to buy the other properties that you're looking to do, and then let's go. Q&A. Go to link in my bio, schedule call. Let's talk it out this week. We'll talk it out. Let's get on the same page in terms of what your goals are, what your expectations need to be. And then if we get on the same page and we vibe together, then let's go. I'll get you an application. We'll get you in. We'll pull credit, get you set up, and we'll take it one step at a time. But that's the nice thing about these lives and the way that I do business is, you know, if we're not clicking, we don't need to do business together. That's okay. But if you like my vibe and you like, you know, what I'm spitting, and, you know, I'd love to work with you. It's a win-win. When we work together, it's a win-win. It's a win for you because you get to work with someone who knows what the fuck they're doing. And it's a win for me because I get to help you accomplish your homeownership goals, hopes, and dreams. It's a win-win. Raheem, can I still qualify to buy more? Yeah, you can qualify to buy more. Not with an FHA loan, but you would buy more properties with a DSCR loan. 20% down. Maybe we do a cash out refinance on that FHA loan that you have right now to get you the cash that you need. It's a super, super popular way to get the cash that you need for further investments to either pull cash out on your current residence or do, you know, home equity loan or home equity line of credit. CW, thanks for the share. I appreciate you. Yeah, buddy. Ryan, you got it. Jesse, DSCR manufactured home converted to real property. Can I do DSCR? My answer would be no. Ryan, if you disagree, let me know, but I don't know of anybody doing DSCR loans on manufactured. Beanie, how can I later convert DSCR investment home into primary residence? I mean, so here's the deal. When you're getting a DSCR loan, you're gonna sign like 5 different documents that say, I'm not living in this property. My family's not living in this property. This is for business purposes. Like, you're declaring that a bunch of different times. That being said, if circumstances change in your life, who knows? Who's to say that in 2 years, you know, you end up having to convert that rental into your primary? It's all about intent. It's all about intent, okay? So you don't want to fuck around and be in a situation where you're committing mortgage fraud. That's not good. You don't want to do that. You don't want to buy a property using a DSCR loan to your advantage and saying that it's going to be an investment property, but really it's going to be a primary residence. You don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Do the right thing. Mr. Porter, are down payments typically 20%? Yes. Typical 20% down, 620 credit score, can't be a first-time home buyer. And I'm going to go ahead and say minimum loan amount, 100K. Jesse, look, trying to refinance. Let's go. Love to work with you. Best thing that you can do is go to the link in my bio. Go and press the little house there. That'll take you to my bio, and then you'll see my link tree where you can schedule a call. I'd love to talk with you. Need to be no out-of-pocket mortgage payment. What do you mean by that? If you have a mortgage, you're going to be out-of-pocket every single month when you make your mortgage payment. Can you kind of elaborate? What do you mean? Brian, minimum credit score required 620. Bare bones requirements for a DSCR loan. Minimum 620 credit score. Minimum 20% down. Cannot be a first-time home buyer. Minimum loan amount, 100K. How do we qualify for the loan? Genesis. Those are the bare bones requirements. Keep in mind, guys, can't be a first-time home buyer. Raheem, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Also, options for gift funds. I'm going to push back on that, Ryan. I'm going to say no gift funds for down payment on DSCR. I'm going to go with that because most of the investors that we work with do not allow gift funds for down payment. So that's all. Yeah. Raheem, good, quick info. Love it. Yeah, I appreciate you. I don't really have much sugarcoat. And the same thing goes for when you schedule a call with me. I pretty much get straight to the point. I'm not really good with small talk, I'll be honest. I'm really not good at small talk. So I'm just getting straight to the point. What are your goals? What are you looking to accomplish? Can I do it? Can I help you out? Can I get it done? Great. If I can, let's go. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to be able to get on the path to accomplish your goals, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of to get it done. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. 7-7 car guy, how we doing today, buddy? Can I get a DSCR loan if I bought a single family home 20 years ago? Do you still own that single family home that you bought 20 years ago, or did you sell it? And if you did sell it, how long ago did you sell it? I'm a developer refining out of construction, hard money loan, going to list the properties for sale next month. Okay, so before you list it for sale, why don't we have a conversation about you holding onto that property and renting it out? Are you thinking, do you want to hold on to it? How many months reserves? Can they be gifted? Baseball, Tesla? I think I recognize you. I think we've hung out before on here. Typically 3 to 6 months reserves, I would say. Typical 3 to 6 months reserves, depending on experience, credit score, loan to value ratio. Can't be gifted. Barrett, thank you for the follow. I appreciate you. No gifts for down payment. I would say Ryan's on here saying he can do down payment gifted on DSCR. I'm going to say no, I can't, because most of the investors that we sell these loans to won't allow it. So, but if Ryan can, DM him and he'll connect you with the loan officer that is signed up with them, and you guys can get her done that way. Juan, thanks for the follow. On primary residence, you can get a gift for down payment all day long. Just to clarify, investment property, down payment, no, unless you go DM Ryan. Primary residence, gift for down payment, no problem. That's fine. Yeah, if you don't own it anymore, car guy, gonna be a problem. So let's do this. Let's get you back into your own primary residence, you know? Let's get you back in your primary residence. QA for life. Life out of pocket. What do you mean? Can you elaborate a little bit? Barrett, getting ready to close my first investment property. Have about four under contract. Barrett, let's go. Good for you. Congratulations. That's awesome. Was bought out a few months ago. Okay, so car guy, that might be okay. If you own that property within the last 3 years, you might be okay. But what's your living circumstances now? Are you renting? Are you rent-free? What's going on? Is personal DTI a factor? Mr. Porter, great question. On a DSCR loan, DTI is not a factor. So Mr. Porter is asking about debt-to-income ratio. So the question, I don't know if you see my dogs are like fucking fighting right now or whatever. Piggy, get down. No, DTI is not a factor. Debt to income ratio is not calculated on a DSCR loan because your personal income on a DSCR loan is not a factor. So since that's the case, there is no DTI calculated. What is calculated is the debt service coverage ratio. That's the name of the game, DSCR. So you take your rent divided by the mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance and HOA dues, that equals your DSCR. Ideally, we want to be at 1.25 DSCR, but if you're just breaking even, that'll work too. And there are scenarios where you could be in a negative cash flow situation, and that might work too, but it just depends on the situation. So go on. Let's say, let's calculate a potential scenario. So let's say the rent is $3,000 a month. Let's say the mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance and HOA dues, is $2,800 a month. You take $3,000 a month divided by 2,800. 3,000 divided by 2,800 equals 1.07. So in that scenario, your DSCR is 1.07. That's how it's calculated. That's how it all works. I want to sell it to $4 million home. Need to refi while it's listed. Nobody's going to let you refinance while it's listed, so don't list it. If you want to refi, don't list it. I just had one yesterday. We had to put a pause on it because it was listed. So we got to get it delisted for 3 months, then we can get it going. So if your goal is to refinance it, you need to delist it or not list it first. Car guy, appreciate you. Thanks for hanging. Yeah, best loan program in the game. I agree. I love DSCR loans. We're doing them all day long. Hey, brother, can you use my VA loan for this type of loan? You guys, seriously, right now you're doing this? Hey, please hold.
Come on.
It's not the time for this. Go on. Thank you. Have a good day. By the way, thank you for your service to our country, Semper Fidelis. I was in the Marine Corps from 2004 to 2008, so appreciate your service. No, you can't use this loan for a VA loan. A VA loan is for primary residence. Full doc loan, that's what it is. A DSCR loan is for investment property only. Not full doc loan. So two different deals. Yeah, two different deals. But let's use your VA loan to get you into a primary residence. How about this? If you feel like you have tendencies to want to be a landlord and invest in properties, let's get you a 2-4 unit property with your VA loan. Fucking zero down, dude. Why would we do 20% down with a DSCR loan when we can get you into a 2-4 unit with zero down, dude? I don't know. I'm just thinking. So go to the link in my bio and schedule a call and we can talk it out. Carrie, is the max number of loans I can do? So the max number of DSCR loans that you can do is only limited by how much you have in liquid assets for the next property for 20% down, plus closing costs, escrows, and reserves. So what's the max? There is no max. There's no cap in number of DSCR loans that you can do as long as you have sufficient funds to cover the next deal. Can you use a business credit card as down payment for DSCR loan, Connor? No. Can you use DSCR for commercial properties? Commercial is a different ballgame. It's kind of a similar process as far as proving the deal based on the performance or the projected performance of a property. But I'm really not a commercial guy. I'm more of a 1-4 unit residential type of guy. But that being said, Patty, there is a link in my bio for business and commercial funding. So check it out. There's going to be some options in there for you that you might be interested in. So I'm more of a residential guy, though. Carrie, thank you. Whale, 8 family West Virginia didn't go through. Roger that. Sorry to hear that. Patty, thank you. West Virginia didn't go through. Roger that. Sorry to hear that. Patty, thank you. Thanks for hanging out. Yeah, for 5-8 unit properties, minimum loan amounts, $400K, minimum down payment, 25%. Minimum credit score 700. Robinson's, how we doing? We're talking DSCR loans today. How do you get a pre-approval letter at some of these Okay, yeah. So here's how you get a pre-approval letter. You go to the link in my bio. You schedule a call. We have a conversation at a time that works for both of us. We get on the same page in terms of expectations and goals. And then I'll send you a link to the application so that you can fill it out. We'll pull credit. We'll get you in the portal so you can upload bank statements, ID, and stuff like that. And then we'll get you pre-approved so you can start house hunting. That's how that works. But the reason I do it that way is because, like, I could just say right now, go to the link in my bio and fill out the application because there is a link in there. But in my opinion, it's better that we first have a conversation. Make sure we vibe. Make sure we're going to work together well. Make sure we're on the same page in terms of expectations and goals. And then let's get the app so that we know that what we're looking at. Guys, if you could do me a favor, double tap the screen. Let's get to 1,500 likes real quick. Just helps with rankings. I'm going to be here a while. My phone's at 56% right now. I'm going to go until this puppy dies. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. Are these Airbnb loans or only long-term rental? Good question. You can do long-term and short-term rentals. Long-term and short-term rentals, good to go. Short-term rentals, Airbnb or VRBO. That being said, can't be a first-time investor if you're going to be doing it on a short-term rental. So we need to show that you have some landlord experience in order to get her done. The tool that you want to use, guys, write this down. The tool that you'll want to use if you're doing an Airbnb or VRBO is AirDNA Rentalizer. You can Google AirDNA Rentalizer or go to just go to airdna.co, airdna.co. That is the tool that you're going to use to do your research to make sure that you have crystal clear understanding what the projected rent is going to look like for your short-term rental. So that's literally the same tool that the underwriters use when they're doing their projections as well. So that's what you want to use. Good question. No. AMCs or BPO? No. It's going to be a full interior, exterior appraisal. Carry minimum loan amount, 100K. Hey, oh, thank you. Look forward to speaking with you. Do illegal immigrants qualify for DSCR mortgages? No. What is your current interest rates for DSCR refi cash out? So yeah, for DSCR cash out, you can go up to 75% loan to value ratio depending on your credit, but rates vary. I mean, anywhere from high sixes to high nines depending on credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. It just depends on the scenario, you know. Never too late. Thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Are the guidelines different for Airbnb? Main difference is you can't be a first-time investor. Definitely can't be in a rural area. Those are the main things that come to mind. Ryan, if you have any other things that you want to chime in on, I think that's the main. Yeah, thanks for putting AirDNA.co in there. It's not free, by the way. But guess what? It's fucking way better than buying a property that is in a negative cash flow situation. So it's actually really important for you to do your market research and make sure you're crystal clear on what the fair market rent is. Obviously, you want to know what the mortgage payment is. What are the taxes going to be based on the new purchase price, and flip to non-homestead taxes? And oh, by the way, what's the insurance going to cost? These things matter. You know, you're putting 20% down, dude. If you're buying a fucking $200,000 house, you're putting 40 grand down. Don't cross your fingers and just think that you know the market. Do the actual research. While we're talking about that, there is a link in my bio for Deal Check. It's a platform you can use to do your market research and play with the numbers. Try starting with that. But if you're, once you are like at the point where you're making an offer on a property, have your realtor run comps on the MLS for what the rents are if it's for a long-term rental. So it matters. It's everything, actually. You're making an investment on a property in hopes of having cash flow. You better fucking make sure that it cash flows. What's the fair market rent? What's the mortgage payment? What are the taxes going to be after being flipped to non-homestead at this purchase price? And what's the insurance going to be? So it's a group effort. You know, you're working with your lender, me, your realtor, your title company for, you know, actual numbers for taxes, and your insurance agent to figure it out. So that's what's up. Yeah, market. Yep. Big one has to be one plus for DSCR. Correct. Gen Wealth, Mike, thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Monday, 6 p.m. Wayo, let's go. Look forward to speaking with you. I appreciate it.